For ad-free Lauds and Vespers, visit singthehours.org/members and sign up today. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
The sacred day has dawned in light, desired by all with fervent prayer. When Christ our God ascends on high, the glorious hope of all the world, triumphant in the mighty duel that crushed the tyrant of this world, he brings before the Father's sight the glory of his risen flesh. Born high upon a cloud of light, he gives to all believers hope as he reopens paradise, which our first parents closed by sin. Oh, joy profound, immense for all, that from our Virgin came the child, who bore derision, scourge, and cross, and now ascends the Father's throne. So let us all give thanks to Christ, our Savior and our strong defense, since he has borne our flesh aloft to highest heaven's royal court. May he remain the single joy for us and those who dwell on high. To them he gives himself in full. From us he never shall depart. O Christ, now scaling starry heights, raise up our hearts to you on high. Send forth to us from heaven above the Father's Spirit and your own. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger. Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Will you not restore again our life? that your people may rejoice in you. Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace, peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Mercy and faithfulness have met, justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jerusalem, luce splendida folge pis, ante Dominum Deum, alleluia. A strong city have we, he sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith, a nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, luce splendida folge bis, ante Dominum Deum, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. gloria patri et filio et spiritui sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God raised up Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news, that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us their children. In raising up Jesus according to what is written in the second Psalm, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia,
alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia,
alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia,
alleluia.
The Lord has risen from the dead, as he promised. Let all the earth rejoice and be glad, for he shall reign forever. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has risen from the dead, as he promised. Let all the earth rejoice and be glad, for he shall reign forever. Alleluia. Christ the Lord promised to send us from the Father their Holy Spirit. Let us give Christ glory and ask him.
Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit.
Lord Jesus, may your word dwell in us in all its richness, that we may thank you in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles.
Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit.
Through the Spirit you have made us children of God. Grant that through the Spirit we may join with you in always calling on God as Father.
Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit.
Give us wisdom in our daily lives, that we may do everything for God's glory.
Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit.
You are patient and full of compassion. Make us live at peace with all mankind.
Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit.
Pater noster qui es in celis,
sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who have made the blood of martyrs the seed of Christians, mercifully grant that the field which is your church, watered by the blood shed by St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, may be fertile and always yield you an abundant harvest. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. Thousands of faithful pray with Sing the Hours every day, but less than 1% support the mission. If you've found beauty and consolation with Sing the Hours, consider joining our support community. You'll help Sing the Hours reach souls worldwide, and you'll receive access to ad-free Lauds and Vespers delivered right to your inbox. No distractions, no algorithms, just peace, beauty, and the rhythm of the hours. Join us at singthehours.org/members or tap the link in the description. Let's bring the sung liturgy to millions more. God bless.